With songs they have sung for a thousand years.
I am the Green Fairy.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
As I lay me down to sleep, I pray my soul is mine to keep. My soul can never step outside this bed. Never into all the evil. Now back from the dead.
Are you scared?
Be here.
Hey!
jumping around on stage like a bunch of wounded ducks. Maybe they'll learn, sucker. You just can't fuck with.
Mrs. Wooden Wellis, little nitty. Even Lifeboy floating with his little pistol showing at his little pistol toting. Well, that goes to show you what a moon can do. No more bridge from Tuesday to Friday. Everybody's gone, high society. Hope lost his head and got off on alligators. Somebody's leaving peanuts on the cabins for a white elephant. Escape from zoo with love. Goes to show you what a moon can do. Moonlight on the Mars. Well, it did it for Lifeboy, and it did it to you, and it did it to Zoo, and it can do it for me, and it can do it for you. Moonlight on Vermont. Give me that old time religion. Don't give me no affliction. That old time religion is good enough for me.
It's good enough for you. Well, come out to show them. Come out to show them. Come out to show them. Come out to show them, come out to show them, come out to show them, come out to show them. Give that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Without your new affliction, don't need your new restriction. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me.
Moonlight on Vermont.
Why do Chinese girls taste different from all other girls?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You think we better, huh?
No, just different. Like Peking duck is different from Russian caviar, but I love them both.
Darling, I give you very best duck.
Schizophrenia. People with this disorder are often paranoid.
But his work, he deals with conspiracies, so.
Yes, yes, I know. In John's world, these behaviors are accepted, encouraged. As such, his illness may have gone untreated far longer than is typical.
What do you mean? How long?
Possibly since graduate school. At least that's when his hallucinations seem to have begun.
What are you talking about? What hallucinations?
One, so far, that I'm aware of. An imaginary roommate named Charles Herman.
Charles isn't imaginary. He and John have been best friends since Princeton.
Have you ever met Charles? Has he ever come to dinner?
He's always in town for so little time, lecturing.
Was he at your wedding?
He had to teach.
Have you ever seen a picture of him? Talked to him on the telephone?
This is ridiculous.
I phoned Princeton. According to their housing records, John lived alone.
Which is more likely, that your husband, a mathematician with no military training, is a government spy fleeing the Russians?
You're making him sound crazy.
Or that he has lost his grip on reality. Now, the only way I can help him is to show him the difference between what's real and what is in his mind. Come on. What's he been working on?
His work's classified.
He mentioned a supervisor by the name of William Parcher. Maybe Mr. Parcher can clarify things for us, but I can't get to him without clearances.
You want me to help you get the details of my husband's work?
John thinks I'm a Russian spy. Is that what you think?
Here, Coach. Tough outing Saturday. Thought you had them all the way.
It was a learning experience, Dean. The boys just need a little conditioning.
Ah, conditioning. You took the words right out of my mouth. Perhaps I can help. How about if I set up a live scrimmage with one of the other state institutions?
Why, thank you, Dean.
Please, Coach, please. I'm a giver. Cheerio.
What do you know about these guys? Got a funny feeling about this.
Don't worry, Wally. Dean Elias assured me that we're dealing with real sportsmen.
How do you do? As loyal Armadillo fans, my colleagues and I are pleased to be able to help you in your time of need, and we look forward to a spirited workout. Gentlemen, this is your home field, so please, take the ball.
All right, Dillos, let's get it on! Yeah!
I'm gonna cripple that pinhead.
Blue 32! Listen here, guys, I want you to know something. I believe you're all innocent. I really mean that. I feel a lot of love on this field today.
Come on, you're offside. You know, I usually play tennis instead of football.
Huh? Huh?
What are you in for, anyway?
Computer fraud.
I don't feel so good. I think I swallowed a finger.
When I
I see you're doing well. If I had me a shotgun, I'd blow you straight to hell. Look out, look out, the Candyman. Here he come and he's gone again. Pretty lady ain't got no friend till the Candyman comes around again.
Us for? You're the one with the 2.0 average.
2-2. We can't shake these guys. And Christ, there could be a nuclear war. There'd be nothing left but cockroaches and nerds. Let's kill them. Nah.
Wait a second. I got it. It's so simple. I mean, they're nerds, but they're men too. Sort of. And what is the thing that every man in the world is afraid of?
I don't know, Tiny. What?
Come on, guys, you know. At one time or another, every man in this tub has been petrified that a chick is gonna see him without his clothes on and see how small his dick really is, right?
Jesus.
Come on, guys, admit it!
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Tiny.
What? What, it's a reverse nickname, you know, like they call red-headed guys Blondie and right-handed guys Lefty.
Hey, Mini-Link, are you finished?
And bald guys Harry.
Will you shut up? We gotta get rid of these guys. We gotta get rid of them in a major way. Hold it, fellas. I'm getting an idea here. Yeah, by this time tomorrow, the nerds will be history.
Nerds!
Ogre, relax. Tomorrow you'll be at the podium, and the nerds will be packing.
All right, Raj.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds. I had the heat stains that have dried up on some love. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you river gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns, but or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursed or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and fell. That you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. And for hours you just jiggle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, a tear that joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you, walking the back roads by the rivers that flow in gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, cracking cauldron in some train yard. My beardy rubbing coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands around the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and thigh. That you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Symptoms. I ain't got nothing, you shit-eating general.
Can't suppress the media, Harry.
I'm as fit as a fiddle. I feel fantastic, and I'm sick and tired of this.
Oh, right there. I'm tired and I'm sick, says Harry the Hair Star of the People's Variety Hour. Sounds like the germs of a good story.
Leave me alone!
You can't hide the truth, Harry. Whatever it is you got, I'm gonna find out, even if I have to make it up. It's gonna be a great scoop.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Matt? You'd rather die for some piece of shit that you don't even fucking know?
And three assholes laying into one guy while everybody else watches? And you wanna know what's wrong with me? Yeah, I'd rather die. So bring it on!
It's an old man!
Time to fly.
about to show the forest.
How good. They've opened a salad bar.
Wait! I get another shot! He gets another shot!
No. Does Robin get another shot?
Yes, he does.
look. It's gotta be. Sonic.
Gecko got it straight.
This is Dr. Fox X-ray.
Dr. Fox X-ray.
Come in.
Do you read me, please?
Over. Come in. Do you read me? Dr. Fox X-ray. Come in. Over. Do you read me?
After me. Bonjour.
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
Où allez-vous?
Où allez-vous?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Je vais chez moi.
Je vais chez moi.
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
I'm going home.
Thank you. his head. Johnny's life passed him by like a warm summer day. If you listen to the wind, you can still hear.